Well, clearly it's not true that you've done nothing at all, and we'll come on to that shortly. But first of all, can I probe a bit? Was this quite a dramatic thing for your family, from taxi driver's son to Cambridge?
Not really. No, I had a brother and a sister, and we used to be well looked after. We didn't come from a particularly literate home. We used to have whatever it was called, a British Home Medical Encyclopedia or something, and one or two Victorian novels, and that was about all, really. But they were very interested, and what I think above all, we had plenty of time, all of us, to do homework, because we were not expected to do anything that my parents hadn't had the opportunity of doing. So we never had to slop out or make beds or wash up or empty the embers from the fire. We never had to do anything like that at all. We were told that we had a job and we ought to do it. So we used to sit down at the kitchen table every night and do homework. And that was really a very, very useful, because there was, washing up or something like that is usually the cause for most civil wars in most families. But we never had that trouble at all. So we were given every opportunity by my parents, although we weren't in, in what one would call these days a particularly literate home. Although I must say my mother was, she would have been a very able scholar. And even when I was, whatever it was, doing a school certificate, she used to write my essays for me. So this wretched coursework, even in those days, you see, when you get somebody else to do it, I was one of the people who profited from a little bit of help from my mum and dad, yeah.
Was there any diabetes in your family?
My father had diabetes when he was in his early, mid-70s. He died when I think he was 77 or 78, but he certainly had diabetes in the last few years of his life. But apart from that, I don't think the family was riddled with potential diabetes candidates. What it was riddled with was deafness on all sides.